What's been stolen from me? I gave you my all, and all I feel is you.
Yeah.
How you elude my innocence since.
Yeah, it's Fly Jams Friday. No question about it.
In between the lines left me.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. All the regular Friday features, including Fly Jams Friday. We seem to be getting an early start on Fly Jams Friday, because this is definitely a fly jam. In studio with me, and this is the third time he's visited the show. I love this guy, Mike Zabrin. How are you, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty fly.
Yeah, you are fly, my man. How are you? How you been?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be back, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to be back. A lot's happened since I've been here. So
yeah, I understand.
Really awesome.
I understand. You got a new CD out.
Brand new CD. Yeah. In fact, I was listening to the last time I was here, and I was talking to you about recording it and hoping it would come out.
And here
now
it is.
It's out, and you got it.
And by the way, we got a couple of CDs to give away for folks who want some funk in their life. Your first CD and the new one.
Yep, both of them.
And you'll get, and we have a couple of those to give away, so a couple people will, if you want to call in, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, so listen, Mike, but welcome back, man, and tell everybody a little bit. You're a phenomenal bass player.
Oh, thank you.
You're remarkably talented, man, and I love, you know, the fact that you're a young white dude who is way into funk.
Yeah, we talked about this, man. I'm a young white dude from, you know, Skokie. Little
right.
Jewish white dude from
right.
Skokie playing funk music,
little
man.
Jewish white dude from Skokie. Kicking ass on the funky bass, man.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And you've really, you work with some of the best musicians. You brought some incredible musicians into this into the studio upstairs one of the times that you were
How
first
many did
here,
we bring in here? Was it 80, 90?
There were 600 people, I believe.
People
there were more
here,
people than Earth, Wind, and Fire. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into the music that you are into. Tell everybody. I mean, we've heard the story before, but it's been a couple of years since you've been here.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, you know, I started playing Chicago blues music, and really the thing that the Chicago blues musicians, they gravitate to is funk music.
Yeah.
You know, like old school funk music, James Brown, Stevie Wonder, stuff. I mean, a lot of old school funk music these guys dig, and that's how I got into you know, bridging the funk and the blues thing. And I just really liked laying down great bass lines for, you know, for killing musicians, and that's kind of
how did you start? When was bass always the
I
instrument?
I started off on guitar.
You started
and
off on
I
guitar.
Auditioned for the jazz band on guitar when I was like 14 years old, and somebody beat me out. And they were like, well, you know, if you want to play like two strings less, you know, you could play the bass. Maybe you could handle it, you know, a little bit better, you know. But and that's how I got into bass. And
So in jazz band, they said, you can't play guitar for us, but you can play bass.
Yeah, they said somebody beat you out.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the kid's name, man. I won't even say it.
No, you don't want to say it on the air. No.
I won't say it on the air. But yeah, he beat me out. But
yeah. Now, what's he doing? Is he in any bands? Has he got CDs? I don't think so.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he's not here. That's
No. He doesn't have gigs coming up in town. He's not in a James Brown tribute. That's not happening. That's what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah. So I've stuck with it ever since. I started playing upright bass in the orchestra, and then I got into rock music, and I met a musician who liked blues music, and from there I went off to Columbia College and I studied jazz music, and I've been
from there
ever since.
What's the challenges, the difference between playing upright and electric?
Oh man, I mean,
is it a different animal?
It totally is.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially me being, you know, I'm a left-handed musician, so even trying to get left-handed.
You're welcome to my world, man. I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty.
Are you?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, it is a totally different animal, and especially for what I've wanted to do with my music. I just
and on the upright, you can't pop it.
You can't slap.
You can't pop. Well, what the hell is the
point?
Exactly. You know, it's really funny. I used to play guitar when I was a kid. I took guitar lessons and it didn't work for me. And I play right-handed. I play the guitar right-handed, but I'm lefty. Mm-hmm. And then I started playing drums, but I have to set it up lefty.
Yeah.
When I play the drums, and people like it, I would, you know, like we would play, you know, like some of us would go, we would play at like open houses and stuff like that, and they would get so mad because I would have to move the snare and put the.
It's
because I'm left footed, and I would have to.
But all you got to do though is you just got to switch equipment around. I have to have a whole new bass made for me.
Isn't that crazy?
Custom made. Yeah.
How many basses do you have?
Oh, well.
Do you have a favorite?
I did and it got stolen from me.
No,
2 weeks ago.
Come on, man.
I know. And so I.
Where were you?
I was playing at a club out of town, and I.
Sure, out of town, of course.
Yeah. And within 30 seconds of me, you know, leaving my base, it was stolen. And a lot of people have reached out and helped me get a new one. And there's a company called Lakeland Bases that actually is building me a custom shop lefty bass. So
good
a really
for
cool
you,
thing
man.
Came out of that.
Good for you.
Endorsing me with their company there.
That's cool.
Good
for
came
you.
Out
well, something good
it,
came
know?
Out, but that yeah. sucks though, man.
It does, man. You know,
you steal somebody's bass?
No, it's a lefty. What are they going to do?
I know. What if they're probably a right-handed person stole
right,
that bass.
Right. Yeah.
Jerk. All right. Well, at least it didn't happen in town here.
Right. There you go.
Never happened here. No, all right.
Never.
Listen, Mike, hang on, okay,
sure.
buddy? All right. We got to take a break for the news. We'll hear some new music from Something in the Water, which is the Funktastic's new album. And Mike Zabrin is here. And we'll talk more and hear some music coming up right after we take a break for the news, which is next.
Something new left me breathless, left me wanting you. In those eyes was something true, couldn't help but feel.
Mike Zabrin's Funktastic is the name of the band.
But then
the album is called Something in the Water. And I just love this band, man. I love what you do, dude.
Oh, thanks,
I mean,
Nick.
It's just so good and so funky and just, you know, this is right in my wheelhouse. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
I love this kind of music. And I got to tell you, man, you know, I love that keyboard sound. That is so distinctively like jazzy and yeah. funky. I just love that keyboard sound.
Oh, man, all the musicians, you know, who play on that record in particular are just so inspiring to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll come with an idea and then the musicians who played on the record will just totally take it in a, you know.
Let's talk about the
direction.
Musicians.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the musicians that you work with. You work with some insanely talented people and vocalists as well. Let's talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, so on the first CD, when I was on here last, that CD featured featured some of the horn members from Kool & the Gang.
I know,
and Michael Ray from Kool & the Gang and Kendra Foster, who co-wrote D'Angelo's Black Messiah album, and she was also a background singer for Parliament Funkadelic. And and then all of a sudden I got my real band together in Chicago, and so everything on my new album, that's like my real band.
That's
you know
your
what
band,
I mean?
Yeah.
And it features Laura Burke, who's a phenomenal vocalist in Chicago, probably singing on the tracks that we just heard.
Yeah.
And she's really, really an amazing talent, and she writes a lot of the lyrics and all that stuff, and we write really well together.
Very,
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to work with really, really great musicians. So when you started playing bass, did you start writing as well, or was that something that happened?
Yeah, I mean, the bands that I was playing in, I really wasn't able to express myself musically the way that I wanted to. A lot of it was kind of was jobbing stuff, and writing stuff was just a creative outlet for me to do what I wanted to do, you know? And so I just started writing stuff with no intention to perform. I just wanted to write my own stuff and make my own music and, you know, and do my own thing, you know?
Yeah. And it clearly has been like when you were a kid, you got into the blues and then the funky stuff started, right?
Yeah.
What were some of your favorites when you were, what are like some of your favorite artists that influenced
man.
You?
Well, first I got into Michael Jackson. It really didn't even, I mean, the funk influences that he had didn't even hit me until after, you know, later, you know, when I started playing bass and stuff. But, what else? Kool & the Gang, of course, I loved, and I love, you know, the old school blues music, like Buddy Guy and Magic Sam, and stuff like that. And then a lot of funk artists like contemporary guys too, like Dumpster Funk, and
you got to work with someone from Dumpster Funk.
Yeah. So Ian Neville is playing guitar on a couple of the tracks on the new CD.
Yeah.
And I picked him up and I drove him straight to where he said he had 30 minutes, man, in the studio.
That's it. Like, you got to get him in.
Like, which is in the studio is like, you know, two takes.
Right.
And I just raced him to a sound check wherever he was playing at, right. You know. And so, yeah.
You got him on there.
That's
great, man. It's so cool that you get to play with some of your influences. You know what I mean? That's so exciting to play with some of these musicians.
Definitely. And actually, the coolest thing was my biggest hero, Bootsy Collins. I woke up one morning and said, Bootsy Collins liked my Facebook page. And I was like, no, this has got to be a scam, you know? And I went on and not only did, you know, he shared our video and wrote some really cool stuff about
awesome.
Us. And it's really inspiring to me because, you know.
Oh, he's Bootsy.
Yeah. I mean, don't get better than that, man.
No, man. So you're playing out. You got a lot of gigs coming up. I want to tell everybody about the gigs. Your next gig is going to be Saturday night at Uptown Lounge in Chicago. That's at Lawrence and Broadway, right there. It's between the Mill and the Aragon, right mm-hmm. there on the So you'll be playing there.
Really cool place.
It's
yeah.
a very cool place. And then on March 21st, that's my mom's birthday. You're playing at the Basement.
Yeah, that's a cool place in River North. Yeah.
In River North, mm-hmm. and it's Bass as in BASS.
The Basement.
Yeah, which is yeah. good for you.
Right.
Big Al's Bar in Rockford on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. You're playing 222 on March 24th in Chicago. And then you're playing in Libertyville at Mickey Finn's. Speaking of Libertyville, we were talking off air that you are now managing a school.
I am. Yeah, it's called School of Rock.
Yeah.
And I've been managing that since it opened in July, and the thing I love about working there is no matter, you know, how many kids go off to be professional musicians or not, what I tell the kids and what I tell my staff is that you give kids the confidence that will last them their entire lives,
absolutely.
Whatever they want to do. You
absolutely.
Know? And so
it's got to be inspiring for you, man.
It really is.
That's really
yeah.
cool. Hey, mm-hmm. listen, we're going to hear a song, but beforehand, if you guys want, let's do caller number 5. Okay, at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Caller number 5, we'll get the 2 CDs by Funktastic, and they're awesome, and I'm telling you, and you're about to hear a song from the new CD. But let's get in here. For caller number 5, you will win both CDs from Mike Zabrin's Funktastic, and if you like funky music and if you like fly jams, you'll love this stuff. So caller number 5 right now, 312-981-7200, and you will win the first 2 CDs. Tell me about the song we're going to play. The first song I'm going to play is called Here We Go Again.
That's the video that Bootsy Collins shared.
Is that
made
right?
My life.
There you go.
And yeah, it features our vocalist Laura Burke, and yeah, it was the first song we wrote on the new CD.
And do you collaborate with your musicians when you write?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, there's a great trumpet player, Connor Bernhard in Chicago, who wrote those horn lines in particular. And
yeah.
it's a really awesome collaborating with them.
Very
sure.
cool. Okay, well, let's hear it, man. This is Mark Zabrin's Funktastic. I love this. I love this stuff. And here we go again from the new CD, Something in the Water.
Cherry pie. Don't let it pop till you get it right. I need that sweet.
White kid from Skokie.
That's right. Represented.
Unbelievable, man. You guys are awesome, man.
Thank you.
I just love that music so much. And now we want to congratulate Eddie in Chicago. He's our first winner. He's got the two CDs from Funktastic, and he'll be funky for a while. And we're going to give away two more after we take a break. And we have to talk about this James Brown tribute that you're going to be a part of.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
My guest is Mike Zabrin. Funktastic is the band. They are awesome. You can check out MikeZabrinMusic.com, Zabrin, MikeZabrinMusic.com for more information. We'll have a link on our Facebook page as well. All right, we'll take a break. One more song from Mike and Funktastic, and we got two more CDs to give away. And a lucky caller will get that right after we take a break. Welcome back, everybody. Funky. That's what it is. Mike Zabrin is here. Funktastic is his band, and the new CD is called Something in the Water. And welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
All right,
buddy.
Good to be here. Let's do it again. Let's do caller number six this time, okay? Dan Long, you guys want to get both CDs, the first one and the latest CD from Funktastic, fantastic band. You can call us right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Caller number six will win both CDs. All right, James Brown tribute, man.
I know.
Tell us about it, man.
Oh, man. It's
called Pass the Peas.
So one of the albums that has really inspired me is the best of the JB's Pass the Peas, and and that record in particular is really taught me a whole lot just by listening to it, you know, that and so yeah, man, we're doing a whole tribute show front to back, the entire record at the Chop Shop in Chicago. And I believe it's April 26th.
April 26th, yeah. It's at First Ward at Chop Shop, which is at 2033 West North Avenue. The doors open at 8. The show is at 8:30. It's 21 and over, $7 to $10 to get in. And it's a full tribute to James Brown.
Full tribute, yeah. The whole Pass the Peas record, front to back. Powerhouse horn section, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be awesome.
And
sure.
Again, you can get more information at MikeZabrinMusic.com, and that would be something to check out, Pass the Peas. So, and that just came to you, right? You just got that? You just booked that?
Like a few days ago, yeah. I was like, hey, man, we got to get this on the website because I'm going to see my friend Nick, man. And
we got to get it out there.
We got to get it out there.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, that's great, man. That's very, very cool. And again, you can see Funktastic this weekend on St. Patrick's Day. You going to be wearing all green at the Uptown?
Oh, man. Well, now I got to.
The Uptown Lounge, you got the latest gig coming up. Okay, let's really quickly, as you know, I always ask two questions of musicians, and you've answered them already, but we want to be reminded. What was the first album you ever bought? Like with your own money. So first album you ever bought.
Oh man, I hate saying this.
All right, you know what? What's really funny about that? Every time I ask this question to musicians who come in, they're like, "Oh God, this is going to be embarrassing."
All right. So the first album that I ever bought with my own money, was Off the Wall by Michael Jackson.
Okay, that's a
good. But the first album that I ever got was my dad bought for me was a Backstreet Boys album. So that means that I hated that album so bad that I somehow managed as an 11-year-old kid to raise, $15.
So you had to correct that and get Off the Wall.
That's right. Yeah.
By the way, Bruce is our winner. Bruce, congratulations. You've got the both CDs. Off the Wall, please.
Oh, yeah.
Man, please.
We do a lot of Michael Jackson.
No, that album is ridiculous. Yep. That album is ridiculously good. Okay, first concert.
The first concert I saw was Lenny Kravitz opening for Aerosmith at the United Center.
Wow.
That was a great, great
concert. I saw Lenny Kravitz open for the Stones. At Soldier Field.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Pretty great. Okay, cool. Listen, man, we got one more song here we're going to play. This is from Something in the Water, and it's the title track. What's awesome. Who helped you out with this one? Just the band and you guys?
You're talking about the song?
Yeah,
so the song is an instrumental track all the way up until the end when Laura comes in, and I was listening to a lot of like Jimmy Smith at the time, you know, a lot of Jimmy Smith tracks, and there was a song called My Place in Space, and I kind of used that song as like an inspiration for this track.
Cool.
And
so it's instrumental until the end.
Yeah, until then.
So we get to hear some funky instrumental.
Gotta wait till the end.
All right, cool. All right, Mike. All right, let's listen to this. This is Mike Zabrin's Funktastic, an incredible band of musicians and led by Mike, who's awesome. And this is the title track from the new CD. And this is called Something in the Water. Man, You are the best, man. Thanks, man. I love what you do. I love that music. It's so, so good. And you can see him live, Funktastic, this Saturday at the Uptown Lounge in Chicago. A bunch of other gigs coming up, too. And, of course, Pass the Peas, the James Brown tribute, Thursday, April 26th at Chop Shop on North Avenue. And get all the information at MikeZabrinMusic.com. That's Z-A-B-R-I-N, ZabrinMusic.com. You have a Facebook page, too, that people can check out?
Yeah, just Facebook.com/Mike.Zabrin.
All right. There you go. All right, Mike, always a pleasure, man.
Man, thank you
so
much.
We were just talking about how we got to get the entire band in here.
I know. We got to do it.
Go nuts.
We've got to do it. We can fit them all. We can fit them all in here.
But real quick, tell everybody Something in the Water, how the album was named, because you just told me off the air. It's fantastic.
So when I was playing in a lot of clubs as a kid and stuff like that, you know, I'd be the youngest guy on the stage for the most part, you know. And the whitest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I was always this kid playing in Chicago, but I lived in Skokie, and they'd be like, man, where's this kid learn to play like this? You know, there must be something in the Skokie water.
Something,
man.
In the Skokie water. Oh, man. Mike, pleasure, dude.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. We got to take a break here. The news is coming up right after this.